He's the great Tim McManus, covering Eagles for ESPN.com. Timmy, how you feeling today? Oh, by the way, he's brought to us by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice. For accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse, remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. How'd Carson come off today to you?
Carson came off pretty normal. I think that he was the Wentz that we've come to expect. Pretty much laid it out there that he's going to attack like he normally does, setting the expectations high for the offense. Doesn't think that there's going to be a drop off. He's anticipating it picking right up from where it left off before he got hurt against the Rams, and said he's still going to use his legs to extend plays and get after it. So I think that he at least foreshadowed what we should expect, probably starting Sunday and moving forward, is that maybe they'll be a little smarter here, but I don't think you're going to see a marginally different Carson Wentz. I think he's going to kind of attack in the same way.
You do, huh? All right. I'm curious to know what kind of game plan they're going to forge, because let's face it, his downfield weapons are not exactly bountiful, right? And that means he would have to hold on to the ball a little longer, maybe get it in his head. He has to make a play by himself. I'm thinking they need to be a lot more run-centric in this game. What do you think?
I think Peterson would love it if it ends up that way. But, you know, they're having some injury issues on the offensive side of the ball, and two of them being at the running back position, Darren Sproles and Ajayi, both missed practice today. It sounds like Sproles is farther off than Ajayi, so we might not see him, and it's going to be day-to-day when it comes to Ajayi. In other words, you might be relying on some of your depth at running back and won't have the full complement of the running backs. And also, as we know, of the wide receivers, which means that as much as you would like to construct a game plan that makes it easy for Wentz, and I think they have a pretty good opponent in that respect anyway, I don't know that it's going to unfold that way. In other words, you don't really have the playmakers around you where Wentz can kind of take the day off or ease into action. I think that at some point he's going to have to put it on his shoulders here.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. There's something that makes me nervous about him putting it on his shoulders in game one. And I think he's going to rely on his old instincts. Listen, we haven't seen the guy hit, so there's a lot of things to be intrigued by in this game. And I hope it doesn't get lost in the shuffle that they have to have a bounce back week. They have to beat this team on Sunday.
Right. And, you know, a lot of it's going to be obviously Wentz focused here. What I can tell you is kind of what I've seen at practice throughout the summer and what the players have been saying. And I just got out of the locker room, Mike, and talked to Sidney Jones. So before Wentz was cleared for contact, he was working the scout team against the first team defense for those 2 weeks to get himself ready and to give the defense optimal looks. And I asked Jones, I said, you know, what did you see? And his response was, I saw greatness. And he pointed to one play in particular where Wentz bootlegged out to the opposite side of the defense, got past the pass rush. The receiver was double teamed, and somehow he found a seam back shoulder to get it to the receiver, and you know, the defense's, you know, jaw collectively dropped. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're seeing good things out of Wentz on the practice field, but it's right to your point that he hasn't seen live action in 9 months, and I think that they're going to be trying to kind of toe that line of, you know, this is his first game, and as Zach Ertz said, he's not Superman, but at the same time, once you get into the throes of an NFL game, I think the instincts do take over. I think that the offense is lackluster right now in terms of weapons. And so, you know, once you roll him out there, Mike, it's football. You know, there's really no protecting him from a violent sport that he's about to participate in starting Sunday.
Talk a little bit about the defense. Now, the front four wasn't getting home in that game. I don't know. Maybe you blame the weather. I was surprised that Schwartz didn't mix it up a little bit, maybe throw a blitz in because his front four wasn't getting there. But there's this really weird dynamic about their defense not playing well on the road. What can you make any sense of this?
It's really hard to. I mean, certainly we've talked to guys about it, and they have a difficult time pinpointing it. I mean, you can get off the ball theoretically better when you're at home, but to have kind of the collective regression that you've seen over the last season plus versus the contrasts are really sharp, home versus away. But I think, you know, that the Eagles defense really needs to pick itself up after a really uncharacteristic performance. Now, it was really hot in Tampa. All right, so they're like gassed right out of the chute. You get it. But this team relies on them and that front four in particular to get after it. And I thought in week one, they did a really nice job against a potent Atlanta attack and then regressed significantly. So starting this week, I think it's incumbent upon them to make sure that they're not giving up those big plays, to go back on technique. Jim Schwartz described it as sloppy technique pretty much across the board. We saw that there was poor form tackling. And, you know, I think that was more of an aberration than anything. This defense typically is a strength. The defensive front is typically a strength. And I think this would be a perfect game to kind of get it back on track for them.
All right. Is Jordan Matthews ready to play? What is the plan for him?
Well, they're desperate. Number one, they only had, before he got signed today, they only had three healthy wide receivers on their 53-man roster. Obviously not an ideal situation. And I also would say that Matthews is not a perfect fit, because one of the reasons they traded him to Buffalo in the first place is because they wanted Nelson Agholor to move into the slot, and that's where Matthews really, I mean, that's where he lives. I mean, nobody really views him as anything beyond a slot receiver. And so now you're in a situation where you're going to have to take Agholor out of his ideal spot and play him more on the outside, assuming that Matthews comes in. I mean, this is going to be, you know, he got released by the Patriots with an injury settlement around training camp. And before that, it didn't really work out with him in Buffalo. He's been plagued by injuries. So there's a chance that he gets out there and he plays. And he's got a good relationship with Wentz and he knows the system. And so that's not to say that he can't help a little bit. But certainly, it's not going to be a cure-all, Mike, for a wide receiver position that all of a sudden is in some pretty rough shape.
All right, so you're telling me it's possible that he plays, and he plays in the slot that moves Agholor to the outside. Did they address that at all, or are you surmising that will happen?
Well, I mean, that's really, Peterson, the way that he put it is, I don't get into slot versus outside because these are interchangeable parts. But if you look at Matthews' career, that's where he plays.
Yes.
Agholor can play on the outside a little bit, but has been mainly in the slot. He was last year, and that's really where he was thriving. The other options for you is, you know, it's Kamar Aiken and Shelton Gibson are your other two available wide receivers. So it might make sense for them in some certain packages to have Matthews in the slot with Agholor on the outside and kind of go that way.
All right, Ajayi will not play, right?
I think Ajayi will play.
He will play.
He's day-to-day, but I think he's more likely than Sproles to play. It didn't sound all that promising with Sproles, and it sounded like more kind of game-time decision with Ajayi.
Interesting. Will Josh Adams get some time?
He got elevated to the roster, mm-hmm. and it's very possible. So, yeah, he could be activated, and depending on which of those running backs are available, he could see a few snaps.
Okay. Were you privy to any knowledge about them being interested in Josh Gordon? Did they make a bid?
What I can say about that definitively is that they did their homework on Gordon. And I think they did a lot of homework on Gordon. And I think they walked away. Obviously, I mean, he has issues. That's not any big secret. Beyond the apparent issues, I don't think that there was a ton of red flags in terms of the way that he was interacting with people in locker rooms, et cetera. I didn't really get a sense that he was, you know, thought of as a bad guy. And obviously the Eagles are in kind of a desperate state, as we said. So I think that there must have been some exploration there, but I didn't get the sense that there was anything real hot and heavy with them. But they would have to do their due diligence, in this kind of circumstance. And I know that they certainly, you know, looked into it and looked into it pretty hard.
All right, fifth round pick. They have a lot of picks next year. It wouldn't seem like that much of a stretch. So you're telling me the homework that came in on him was not exactly favorable?
No, I mean, I think that the issues are the issues, and they're kind of apparent, and he has played 11 games since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really get the sense that there was, like, that he would necessarily be, like, this huge disruption in the locker room based off of research. So, but you have to factor all that kind of stuff in. And what are we willing to give up versus the risk assessment? And ultimately, they obviously didn't feel like giving what New England did was, you know, kind of added up in whatever equation they were working with.
Yeah, I'm trying to put it on a scale here. Jordan Matthews, fifth rounder for Josh Gordon. You know, what's the better chance? You know? What are the odds favor in that situation?
I'm with you. Here's another side of it, though. is that Matthews has been in this system. He's got familiarity with certainly with his teammates. Carson Wentz, that's like his best friend.
Oh, and, brothers in Christ, Timmy.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're very tight, and I think that they know that he comes into this locker room and it's fine. And also, that's not an ideal fix, but it's a short term fix that they can live with. Plus, you have Alshon Jeffrey, who's probably coming back from injury as early as next week. He started participating in 11-on-11 this week. Mm-hmm. So if you can get by with Matthews this week, Jeffrey comes back next week, and you have Jeffrey and Aguilar, you have Zach Ertz, and you have Dallas Goedert. You know, is that enough, to get by now, especially now that Wentz is back? And so they're probably factoring all these things in while they're making their decisions.
All right, last question is Jalen Mills. Looks like he has a little bit of a chapped hide over getting criticized on social media. You get a chance to talk to him, or is he still in a stew?
Yeah, well, he wasn't in the locker room very much today, maybe briefly, so I didn't get a chance to talk to Mills. But, you know, ultimately that has proven to be a very good recipe for this team when they feel like they're fighting against the media or the public or, you know, fans or whatever the case. You know, that seems to channel the best out of this team. But, you know, I don't think there's anybody on that defense and in that secondary that can and walk away and feel very good about what went down in Tampa Bay on Sunday. I think that Mills is probably getting a little bit too much heat for that DeSean Jackson touchdown. Mm-hmm. And Malcolm Jenkins raised his hand in the locker room, so that's me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was as bad as it's being portrayed for Mills, but they clearly got to clean up their act. But I don't think people should overreact about what happened in Tampa because, that secondary generally is talented. And I think that includes Mills. He's been getting ridden a bunch, but I think he's a good player that'll help them ultimately.
Okay. Timmy, great stuff. Thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you.
All right, you got it. See you, Mike.
Tim McManus.